Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Marcus.
You're probably wondering where Ian is. Where's Ian? That doesn't sound like Ian.
No, it doesn't.
It's not Ian. Ian is off bothering some government bureaucrat somewhere, or planning to. I'm not exactly sure what he's doing this evening, but it has something to do with activism. I have no doubt. He's still on the job. Ian, government harasser. Harassment actually has political connotations. Ian and I am not a lawyer and did not claim to be a lawyer, did not know what harassing actually means, so there you go. Anyway, 855 450 free. I've got an article here, Marcus, from WashingtonPost.com. It's the 5 myths about libertarians.
Ah.
And, you know, we love a good top 10 list here on Free Talk Live, and this is top 5, obviously, but it's done by Nick Gillespie, big name in the liberty movement, and, you know, I actually met him at Freedom Fest and thought it was worth giving it a read here. The specter of libertarianism is haunting America. Advocates of sharply reducing the government's size, scope, and spending are raising big bucks from GOP donors trying to steal the mantle of populism, being blamed for the demise of Detroit, and even getting caught in the middle of a battle for the Republican Party. Yet libertarians are among the most misunderstood forces in today's politics. Hear, hear. Let's clear it up for some of the biggest misconceptions. You think we'll disagree with Nick at all here on this?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm excited to hear what the biggest misconceptions are.
Number one, libertarians are a fringe band of hippies of the right.
Well, you know, it's funny. This is a pretty common thing that people say. A lot of people only understand political views through a right-left paradigm.
Yep.
And they think that people who say small government means right, they think that means Republican. Yep. And then they say, like, oh, wait, those libertarians, they want small government, so that's a Republican. Oh, but they also want to smoke pot. So they're hippies, hippie Republicans. So it's a very easy way for somebody to get there is because they don't really understand that political spectrum is more than just a left-right paradigm.
I haven't smoked pot in a long time, but people do make that claim. In 71, the controversial and influential author Ayn Rand denounced right-wing anarchists as hippies of the right, a charge still leveled against libertarians who push for a minimal state and maximal individual freedom.
I have to admit, I do drive a 1978 Volkswagen Camper. It's pretty sweet.
That's pretty hippie-ish.
Yeah, it's pretty hippie-ish. I don't consider myself a hippie, and I never have, but I do like peace and love, and I do drive a Volkswagen bus.
You know, a hippie is not the worst label in the world to have thrown at you.
No.
I promise you I bathe on a regular basis. But, you know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with having a Vanagon either. Is that what it's called? That one's a Vanagon?
No, the Vanagon started in 1980.
Okay.
So mine is the proper name would actually be the Volkswagen Campmobile.
Campmobile, gotcha. Yes.
But nobody says that. They just say Volkswagen Camper or bus.
I had a 76 Eldorado convertible, so that's just the opposite.
Yes,
6 miles to the gallon. All right. The earliest examples of libertarian principles in partisan politics might have come in the late 19th and early 20th centuries with anti-imperialist League Democrats rejecting empire and war and believing in free trade and racial equality at a time when none of that was popular. More recently, civil libertarians such as Senator Ron Wyden, supported by Rand Paul, in his filibuster and domestic drones and government surveillance, they were one supported the other. Libertarians are found across the political spectrum in both major parties. This is the truth. My wife took the world's smallest political quiz at some event before she met me, came out libertarian, and she is. She self-identified as a liberal because she's a Democrat and was raised a Democrat, but you may self-identify as a conservative and, in fact, be a libertarian. The distinguishing factor between a libertarian, basically libertarians, I think, is the fast and dirty definition would be socially liberal and fiscally conservative.
Right, meaning that you believe that the government shouldn't waste a bunch of money, they should be conservative with their money, not spending a lot, not taxing a lot, and that the government should also allow people to live the life that they want by allowing, you know, whatever, gay people to get married, or, you know, whatever kind of social thing that you want to do, that the government should kind of stay out of that, or at least be accepting of it.
And if you think government should be limited to some activities, then we're probably, you're on the path to libertarianism.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, by the way, I'm going to say that I don't think that this current government, as it's structured, could be responsible for anything. I just don't think there's anything they can do right. And by, I don't mean the United States government, I mean the way that governments are structured. Currently, there is no competition among governments, and until you have some kind of polycentric formation where people can actually have some kind of choice, you're going to have corruption. You're going to have corruption anyway, but when you if you have corruption, people can move away from it if they have options. Currently, they don't have an option.
Right. Well, the government is this group of people where they say, like, hey, guess what? We can just take money from everybody. Oh, and, you know, as much as we want. Oh, great. Let's take more.
Indeed. Currently, the paradigm is basically the master-servant paradigm. It's tied to land. And until you can break the bonds of government being tied to land, then you'll always have this problem. Take a look at wars in the past, how you've had one nation with a bunch of uniforms fighting another nation with a bunch of uniforms, and the war on terror. Now the government says, George Bush says, terror, it's everywhere. You're going to be able to stop it. You're going to work hard and keep on going. This could last a lifetime. Right? Like he's right.
Sure.
Because there is no way to nail down these Al-Qaeda people. They aren't from necessarily from Saudi Arabia or Yemen or wherever. They're all over. They don't have the national boundaries. And that's really, when it comes down to war, you have to have national boundaries to make it work. And if you want to get rid of war, national boundaries are a real problem.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that a lot of people get all upset about their sovereignty in this area, but the Mexicans are going to come take our jobs or whatever when you talk like that. Well, you know, you don't have a job.
Usually, let
me make the point on this. I made a weird statement that people don't really understand. You don't have a job. A job is an agreement between two people. Marcus, if you're an employer and I'm an employee and I quit, do you have a job? You have a job opening, but you don't have a job.
I view my work this way. I do not view it as a job. I view it as an agreement between me and the people that pay me. So I'm there to provide the best service I can, and they provide me with the best finances and working conditions that they can.
Well, they provide you with the least that you'll settle for.
Sure. Well, that's true, right? The least I'll settle for.
That's really what it comes down to.
Right, but we're in agreement, right? So if they change their mind, that's fine.
Yep.
I'll go make money from somebody else. But yeah, I don't view it as a job. I view it as an agreement.
And that's really what it comes down to. It's a relationship between people. And if you can't force somebody to give you a job, you can't force somebody to continue to give you a job. You make a decision every single day to go to work. Why shouldn't your employer be morally able to make a decision every day whether or not they allow you to, you know, they're going to continue to agree to pay you? I'm not saying that you should work for free at any point. I'm just saying that why can't they fire you? Why can't they? If you decide every day, and there's nobody out there would ever say that an employee should be required to come to work, that they can't quit because their boss, you know, stinks or whatever. An employee can quit for any reason they want. Why does an employer have to have a bunch of reasons to fire somebody?
Well, when I hear somebody say, like, oh, I got a right to work, I think to myself,
yep,
you should be on the other side of this. You should be the one having to pay somebody who's not actually working and see how you feel about that agreement at that point. You might change your tune.
Right. Wait till you hire that house contractor.
I've seen people, you know, work at jobs where they don't work very well. They don't do much work. They come late. They leave early.
Yeah, and the crappy employee.
Yeah, and I think, boy, I wouldn't want to have to pay that person. I'd want to fire them right now.
Yep. Now, I know there are a lot of people screaming at their radios right now. The telephone number to call in and explain to us what you mean. Where do we have it wrong? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can't say I didn't give you the opportunity to call in on a national radio program and let your voice be heard on a very important issue. Free Talk Live.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporate.
Action, success, incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live with Mark
and Marcus.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about acquiring gold and silver, precious metals, for a whole variety of reasons. You may want them as a hedge against inflation, as a barter currency now, or in case things go poorly in the economy.
Maybe you want to buy some to give as a present to somebody.
Yep, they're great for that. Investment, it's great. They're good conversation starters in a lot of cases. If you go to gold.freetalklive.com, you will see a variety of different ones. And speaking of conversation starters, a great one is the Ludwig von Mises piece there. affectionately known as the Mises pieces, if they're plural. And you can go there and you can have those. Who's that on your Mises silver round? Well, it's Ludwig von Mises. He's from the Austrian School of Economics or whatever. I mean, you know, there's a variety of different ones there.
Silver is affordable, too, and it's so pretty. You can get some really nice things. One of my friends had a birthday recently, and we went to dinner, and I gave him some silver pieces that I had for his birthday, and it's really fun.
Yeah.
Everybody looked at them, and so it's something, you know, outside of what you normally talk about. I think it's a nice idea to give people silver as a present.
Can you imagine that within our lifetimes people use that stuff as currency, and now it's an anomaly?
Yes, it is, right. It used to be in everybody's pocket, right? Everyone had the silver dimes and quarters up until 1965.
But there were a lot of them floating around in our lives.
Sure, you can still find them occasionally. Very occasionally, though.
There you go. 855 450 free. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. I like the survival bag of 1,000 mercury dimes. That's my thing. But whatever, you don't have to buy and get stuff like me. It's gold.freetalklive.com. But I do recommend having a certain amount of gold and silver. So let's go to the phones. Take Mike calling in from Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to talk about the job issue that you guys are talking about.
Yes.
So I wanted to address the whole employers having the right to fire you whenever they feel like.
In the previous segment, what I had suggested is that a job is a relationship, like so many other relationships, like a friend or a loved one. If I decide that, Marcus, you're not my friend anymore, and I'm just not going to hang out with him anymore, I can decide that at any time.
Right, and there's nothing I can do about that.
An employee can decide at any time that they don't want to work for an employer.
You can actually walk out in the middle of the day. I quit. I'm out of here.
Right, and there's nothing the employer can do to you. Maybe they'll withhold your pay for that day, and some of them can be unscrupulous in that way. You can go after them with a dispute resolution organization or whatever.
I could quit this radio show right now.
You could walk right out. Right, you're making the decision right now to stay.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Mike.
So I had come across this whole situation a little earlier because my sister had just gotten fired from her her job at, I think it was McDonald's, and their reasoning was they found, you know, other employees that were better at their job, and she was complaining about it, and I was like, well, you know what? The only thing you can really do is work harder than them, because if you're not working hard as someone else, I think they should have every right to fire you and hire them.
You know, I don't disagree with what you're saying, Mike. Is the best advice to any employee is to be indispensable?
I'm sure his sister loved to hear that.
I'm sure that's the truth. She probably hated you for that. But I think that really it's not even as much working hard, because sometimes that can be missed. I think it's attitude. I think it's, you know, are you pleasant to be around? And that is really the defining factor. Obviously, you can't be a good attitude and not work at all. Being indispensable means that, you know, you're making everybody's life better by just having a good attitude. So many employees are surly and no fun to hang out with, and they make it, you know, they're an expense for the business because people don't want to be customers there.
Yeah, and even just being flexible to a reasonable extent when you have a job, to say like, oh, you know, some people are like, I wasn't hired for that, and they won't do something when it's something completely somewhat reasonable that they could do. I always, you know, remain very flexible with my job, and I always try to, talk to people and make them comfortable. And you're right, Mark, because sometimes I'm not busy working. I'm just busy. Well, it is working, but I'm, you know, having discussions with my bosses about stuff. So, you know, because I'm pleasant to talk to, I guess.
Attitude. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I've always tried at least my hardest to be as, you know, upbeat and do my job as well as I possibly can and be, you know, absolutely courteous and nice and happy about it. I mean, sometimes I don't like my job, but
sure,
that's everybody. Everybody doesn't like their job sometimes. But the point at which you decide, I'm just going to not do my job as well as I could, I think that you have given up your, not your right, but your I can't think of the word.
Claim. The fact is that you can't claim a job as yours if you're mailing it in.
Right.
You know, that's a terminology for not, you know, giving it your all.
I agree with him completely.
They're paying you for your time.
Right. If you agree to work for a certain wage, then it behooves you to do the best you can at that rate. If you don't like that rate, then negotiate for a better rate or go find another job.
Now, my father-in-law works for the pipe fitters 598 in Chicago. And he's basically says that you need to do this at a union, too. People always give union workers a terrible time. But the fact is that companies can actually request particular people to come back.
That's right, because my stepfather, he works with pipe fitters. And he's a subcontractor.
Mm-hmm.
So he hires the ones that he likes, that he knows are going to do a good job.
Right. So they get their favorites, and they you know, I mean, it's the same thing. It's attitude. It doesn't matter where you, the only people that, you know, sort of have a right to be surly, apparently, are government workers. Thanks for the call, Mike. Really do appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
All's well.
All right. I kind of lost my train of thought because when I first called in, somehow I got disconnected.
Government reform ideas is what it says here?
Yeah. And you were talking about before the last break had ended, you were talking a little bit about the United States and where you saw things were going and stuff like that.
Right.
And you know, I kind of feel, and this is just my opinion, that I think we're all done. I think the United States is done. I you know, and this is a long time coming. This is just my personal opinion. I mean, in terms of, I mean, look at these last two presidents we've had. I mean, they have bankrupt this country.
Yep.
They're
stripping us
of all of our rights. They're destroying the Constitution, you know, all of that stuff.
I think that sounds good to me. Can we turn it off then?
Sorry. There's a lot of death throes to go through. Robert, thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts? Is the United States an empire in decline, or is there something left here? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live with Mark
and Marcus.
855-453-7332. Get on here and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live. By the way, the phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. I don't think I've been... I'm not used to being in this chair and giving the telephone number, and I'm supposed to say SACL CAI phone lines every time I say 855-453.
Say SACL CAI a few more times then to make up for it.
You know... SACL CAI.
Try to say that five times fast. It's not easy.
No, I'm not going to be able to pull that off. SACL CAI is a company that's run by Jason Osborne and his family. And Jason Osborne's a big supporter of Liberty. He does his own podcast. That podcast is called School Sucks Project. And at School Sucks Project, they look at, you know, government indoctrination centers as what they are and talk about real education. The way that you can differentiate between education and school. Because, you know, frankly, schools are really just daycare centers.
They're a big waste of time is what they are. That's what I feel like. When I was in government school, back in elementary school and high school, it was just a huge waste of time. They were just getting me in a line, making me sit down, be quiet, can't think about what you want to think about. You got to read something that they want you to, and ugh.
You only remember what you want to remember anyway. So how can you say you can get somebody to, you know, educate somebody in some way? They educate themselves. Let's talk to Charles in New Hampshire. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to call and tell you that I got pulled over by an Enfield, New Hampshire police officer for driving too slow when he was on the side of the road running radar and I was cautiously passing him.
Wow, so you got pulled over for driving too slow.
Yep. And his comment was officer discretion. It's a 30-mile-an-hour zone. If he believes 29 is too slow, then he can pull you over for it.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, is there anything that they can't pull you over for? I know that they've been doing some programs around the country where they pull people over and say, good job driving. Here's some tickets to the circus and those kind of things. And that's not a fishing expedition to look for a marijuana smell in your car or anything like that.
Well, he did have to catch himself, because if he asked me if I had anything to drink tonight, and I said yes, and he was about to ask me how much, but then he had to think back and ask me if I had any alcoholic beverages tonight.
I see. Yeah, you know, that's it's interesting terminology. It depends on where you're from and what sort of generation you're from as to what drink means.
Sure.
I used to work as a waiter, and I'd go up and ask people, you know, would you like something to drink?
Sure.
Oh, no, I'll just have water. Well, what are you going to do with it? Wash your hands? That joke doesn't work, by the way. They don't get it. But, yeah, go ahead.
I just want to give you that heads up that it's officer discretion, I guess, in New Hampshire, how fast you're able to drive. And if he believes
so, but it's only officer discretion. It's officer discretion if you let it go, right? I mean,
so did he just use this as an opportunity to try and find something to ticket you for, or did he end up ticketing you?
No, he ran my license and registration, and then he told me that I need to be cautious when I'm driving down the road. And I told him I was defensive driving, so I was worried about the car on the side of the road with no lights on.
How far was he off the road?
Just past the white line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Of course you went. We're going slow around him. You know, this is my other contention when it comes to traffic safety officers. I'm pretty sure that they half the time not creating situations where traffic is, you know, proceeding more safely.
Here's what I have to say about that. Very interestingly, last week I was in New Jersey and I was talking to some coworkers. And one of my coworkers was telling me about he was taking a trip north on the highway, and there's a new law in some states. I believe it's new anyway. I'm just presuming that, I guess. Where if a police officer is pulled over or any emergency vehicle is pulled over on a highway, that if you are able, you have to get over into the left lane and not stay in the right lane if the cop is off the road on the right hand side. So what his experience was. Was these cops, there was two of them, and they were just piggybacking. One would pull somebody over for, you know, I don't know how they started. Maybe somebody was speeding, but then a cop behind them, they'd wait for a car to drive by in the right-hand lane. The second cop would pull that person over, and then they just kept leapfrogging. Every time one was done giving a ticket, he'd just wait for somebody to drive in the right lane past the guy in front of him and pull that person over. And it's ridiculous. And then I actually saw it saying on the highway signs that light up, saying like, oh, emergency vehicles, you have to get over. It's the law.
Right. And they're the ones creating the bottleneck.
Right.
You either get over, and changing lanes is a dangerous activity.
It is.
It causes automobile accidents.
But
if you're going to pull somebody over on the side of the road, they better be causing a real danger. Because pulling somebody over on the side of the road and flashing the big, bright blue lights is a real danger.
Right.
Well, we moved up here from Alabama for the Free State Project. In Alabama, they required if any emergency vehicle is on the side of the road to have their caution, their driving lights on at least. Because a few years back, a family got killed because they didn't see a cop on the side of the road and totaled their, you know, just slammed into them.
Cops get creamed all the time on the sides of roads. Thank you for the call, Charles. Appreciate it. They get creamed out there all the time. It's dangerous work.
It is dangerous, and it made me upset hearing about this thing where these cops just kept leapfrogging just to give people tickets because they didn't get over. You know, it's silly. It's like, how did it even start? But clearly, however it started didn't matter. The fact was they just kept, and it was, you know, a stretch of town where I get, stretch of highway, I think, where it was town cops, perhaps, on the highway. Which might be the case. I'm not sure, but either way, it's a bad idea.
Let's go back to the five myths about libertarians here from the Washington Post, written by Nick Gillespie. 2, libertarians don't care about minorities or the poor.
Wow, that is definitely one that I do not like to hear. The first one that you had read was about libertarians being hippies of the right.
Yeah,
which is just kind of funny. But saying that libertarians don't care about minorities or the poor, that's appalling to me because I do care about minorities and I care about the poor.
Well, it's a great way to not have to listen to somebody, because if you're listening to somebody and they're a bigot, you don't have to listen to them anymore.
That's right.
That's a really great way to just shut down a conversation. So consider for a second that might not be the truth. As recent discovery of a neo-Confederate writings by a former senior aide of Senator Paul shows that sometimes there's a connection between libertarians and creepy racist elements in the American politics. And given the influence of Ayn Rand among many libertarians, it's easy to think they can care only about themselves. I will never live for the sake of another man, runs the characteristic line from Rand's 1957 novelette, Atlas Shrugged. But at least two of the libertarian movement's signature causes, school choice and drug legalization, are aimed at creating a better life for poor people, who disproportionately are also minorities. The primary goal of school choice, a movement essentially born of a 1955 essay about the vouchers by libertarian and Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, is to give lower-income Americans better educational options. Friedman also persuasively argued the drug war concentrates violence and law enforcement abuses in poor neighborhoods. Libertarians believe that economic deregulation helps the poor because it ultimately reduces costs and barriers to starting new businesses. The leading libertarian public interest law firm, the Institute for Justice, which has argued in Supreme Court cases for free speech and against eminent domain abuse, got its start defending African-American hair braiders in Washington from licensing laws that shut down home businesses. And this is absolutely the truth when it comes to people who are poor. The best way for you to make money, the best way for anyone in this country to make money and have the best life is to work for yourself.
Right, to be free to work for yourself. The problem is that in America, people are not free to work for themselves. If you try to, there are these people who work for the government that want to come and take all kinds of things from you and make you do all kinds of things, or just plain out stop you from doing what you're doing.
It's absolutely true. And the government puts up all kinds of barriers to low-income people getting into their own businesses.
The reality is many people who believe in liberty do care about the poor, and they want to help them with freedom. The problem is that people, some people who are more socialist or more liberal, they don't hear that. They think the only way to help the
only way to help the poor is to steal money from rich people and give it to poor people, while you cut about 60 or 70% off for fat, lazy government bureaucrats that do nothing. That's the only way to help the poor. For God's sake, 855-450-FREE.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday. Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at privacyradio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to privacyradio.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here in the final minutes of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Marcus.
Ian is off someplace doing something.
He's partying with bureaucrats, perhaps.
Perhaps. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. When you do your online shopping, consider using shop.freetalklive.com, because if you use that portal to get to Amazon or Newegg, and there's a few other retailers there too, when you do your online shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, we get a little cut. It doesn't cost you anything in prices or service or anything like that, but it's hugely valuable to Free Talk Live. We get, we do this. We have to live to do this show, right? And that's how we make our money. Please use shop.freetalklive.com when you do your online shopping. Going on with the list of libertarian myths, is that right?
Yeah, the five myths about libertarians.
And give me the first two.
The first one was that libertarians are a fringe band of hippies of the right. And then number two was libertarians don't care about minorities or the poor.
No, we don't like those people. It's ridiculous.
It's completely ridiculous.
Three, libertarianism is a boys' club.
Oh, well, this is a tough one.
I think that, what Free Talk Live's Facebook page is 75% male.
Yeah.
While the stereotype of a libertarian is a male engineer sporting a plastic pocket protector and a slim rule and a slide rule once had more truth to it than most libertarians would care to admit, the movement has, in many ways, the creation of three female intellectuals.
The whole idea of libertarians is a boys' club. I kind of feel like all politics is a boys' club. Making a very general statement. I mean, politics is messy. It's not fun, and I don't know. It's generally seems to be more men in politics in general than women.
As Brian Daugherty details in his 2008 book, Radicals for Capitalism, the modern libertarian movement was hugely influenced by best-selling novelist and writer Ayn Rand, writer and critic Isabel Patterson, and author Rose Wilder Lane, the daughter of the Little House on the Prairie author Laura Ingalls Wilder, whose work she edited. The first national ticket for the Libertarian Party in 1972 had a woman, Toni Nathan, as a vice presidential candidate, and from its inception, the party has supported reproductive rights and full equality under the law for women. Newer groups such as the Ladies for Liberty Alliance are growing by emphasizing the benefits of economic freedom to an expanding class of female entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great. And, of course, there are plenty of women in the, I'm saying the liberty movement, because I don't really consider myself a libertarian as much. Sometimes I use the term, but I don't really associate with the libertarian political party.
Yeah, I think that it can get confusing in that way.
But there are a lot of females in the liberty movement, and it's great. It's great. But, you know, the reality is that still there are a lot of men in the liberty movement at events. There's usually more men than
women. He doesn't actually say that, no, they're not, but he does point out that three women are important in the...
Right. Although I have to say that I did, when I moved to New Hampshire, you know, as part of Free State Project, I ended up going to see Weird Al Yankovic in town with three ladies.
All liberty, Free State Project members?
Yeah.
Mike from Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First-time caller, first-time listener. I'm a truck driver, and I just wanted to get your guys' insight on a funny situation I got going on.
Well, first, thanks for your service, Mike. I believe that truckers keep America moving.
Hey, I'm a lucky guy to do what I do. I'm also a 20-year combat vet. I just recently got out of the military.
Yeah, well, I thank you for the trucker service. Go ahead.
All right. Basically, I got stuck in a funny situation. I was in Missouri, and I was going through a DOT truck weigh scale.
Okay.
My weight was good on my truck. Everything was fine. My logbook was good. The officer came out and asked me to come inside and bring my logbook. I brought him all my information, my DOT medical card, license, logbook, all my documents, bills of lading, everything. And then he asked me several questions, and I had been driving for about 6 hours nonstop now, and I was a little tired. But he asked me several questions, and leading up to finally asked me, had I been drinking? I said to him, no, I have not. I've been drinking energy drinks all day. Next thing you know, he tells me to go back into my truck, turn on my lights, and sit there and wait until he gets there. And I'm like, okay. So I do that, except I didn't turn on my lights. I just went back into my truck. Next thing you know, a state trooper comes up to me. Now it's a different officer. And he asked me, you know, if I could follow him inside the station. And I said, absolutely, officer. I followed him inside the station throughout the whole process. I was very respectful, very obliging. And, he then asked me if I had been drinking. I said, no, I have not been drinking at all. I've been drinking energy drinks, and I'm a little tired coming in from a long drive from Nebraska. To make a long story short, he made me blow into this little thing, a portable breathalyzer, three times. Didn't get anything, didn't register anything. Then he made me take a field sobriety test, and that's when he put handcuffs on me and placed me under arrest.
For...
He said he was charging me with a driving while intoxicated. So he put handcuffs on me, sat me down, did not read me my rights, sat me down, and then he asked me if I had any alcohol in the truck. And I said, no, I do not, officer. And he said, well, do you mind if I go and look? I said, please help yourself. So he went and looked into my truck, went through my entire truck, my coolers and stuff, and absolutely no alcohol. He did find an empty or a beer cap, like a beer cap, just a beer cap.
Oh, that'll do it. you must probably have some beer in this cap.
Yeah, there was a little beer in that cap.
He found a beer cap, and then not only that, but he went into my coolers and stuff, and he came back with a bottle, a small bottle. Now, I don't have a refrigerator in my truck, but I had this bottle of a natural supplement. It's basically ginseng that my girlfriend had gotten for me, and the label had washed off from being in the coolers with the ice. So he comes into the weigh station, he slams the bottle on the table, and he goes, oh, well, what is this?
What is this? Huh?
Yeah.
He thinks it's one of those little tiny bottles of liquor. It's a ginseng
bottle. Yeah, and I said, exactly. And I said, officer, it's a natural supplement that my girlfriend gets for me, blah, 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 blah. And then the DOT inspector even looks at him. He looks at the cap of the bottle, and he's like, yeah, this thing hasn't even been opened yet. It's fine. It's just ginseng.
Yeah,
so
you know,
then I'm handcuffed. He takes me out to his station, and he text the whole ride, and I'm answering his questions, whatever. Then he decides to give me this machine breathalyzer, like a computerized breathalyzer, I guess.
Okay.
He gave it to me one time, and it didn't read. He couldn't read anything. He's like, look, I'm going to give it to you one more time, and if it doesn't read anything, I'm going to charge you with a DWI for refusal to take a breathalyzer. And I'm like, I'm not refusing, officer. I'm doing the best thing I can. I mean, if you want, I'll...
This guy's just drunk with power.
Yeah,
he's the one who's drunk. He's drunk with power.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I mean, you're out there working a job, and all they're doing is harassing you, you know, fishing.
I even asked him, I even told him, I said, look, can we do a urine sample or can you do a blood sample for me so I could show that I'm not, I have not been drinking? And he's like, well, this is basically my call. And if you fail this next breathalyzer, if you don't get a reading, if I can't get a reading on you, I'm going to charge you with a DUI.
You better blow that blow through this thing and make sure that you're drunk when you do it.
Sure enough, I blew and blew and blew, was not good enough for him, and then he perceived to redeem the rights and charge me with a DWI. And that's
crazy.
The whole story.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, the sad truth is that people have been convicted in this country of DWI when they've blown zeros. And I sincerely hope, I know that your license is your way to make a living. I sincerely hope that you can fight this and you know, this is just nuts that this guy would do it for you. I'm really sorry to hear the story, Mike. Thanks for the call.
That's completely ridiculous. You know, he's out there working a job, doing a valuable service of getting products from here to there in his truck, you know, and these cops are just harassing him. It's unbelievable. Show us your papers. They got to jump through all these hoops. It's sad.
I wonder how that combat veteran feels about him having fought for these freedoms.
Right.
Anyway, let me real quick give you the last of the Washington Post myths about libertarians. Libertarians are pro-drug, pro-abortion, and anti-religion.
That's not true.
Number four, libertarians are destroying the Republican Party. That's number five.
That's a good one.
I don't mind that one. Yeah, check out Free Talk Live. In the meantime, we'll be back in 21 hours. It's been Mark with you.
And Marcus.
Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.